Hey guys, this is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching again today. I want to tell you a short story to help you understand what it means when we talk about being the man you're meant to be or being the man that you want to be. This is a story about a man who could not get a female to do what he wanted. This is a story about a man and a horse. I used to run a bed and breakfast and horse hotel many years ago, and I used to put on training clinics for people to come vacation and with their horses, and they'd work with a professional trainer. Although I'm not a professional trainer, I spent a lot of time with one. In this story, a man showed up for the third clinic with his horse, and in this clinic, he still was working on the same problem. He could not get this horse to lope. That's the Western word for canter. It's the beat after the trot. It's ba-da-doom, ba-da-doom, ba-da-doom. That's a lope. He could not get the horse to lope. He said, "I've had this horse since she was a baby. I've been working for years, and I think she's broken." And the trainer said, "Well, what's going on? I kick her. He says, "I kick her." And they're inside the round pen working. And he told the trainer, "I kick her, and then I kiss at her, and I feed her, and she just will not go. I'm pretty sure she's broken. I think she's hurt. She's got something wrong with her." And the trainer said, "Can I get on her?" And he said, "Sure, but you won't have any luck because she can't lope." You're probably already guessing how this story goes. The trainer puts a foot in the stirrup, throws a leg over the saddle, and gets on the horse, and he just starts walking her around. Then he asked her to trot. She could do both of those things. She walked, and then she trotted. And then in another minute, he asked her to lope, and she went right into a lope. And the guy, the owner, was standing there going, "What the hell? What did he do? What happened? I've been working with this horse forever, and I cannot get her to lope." And the trainer would get her to lope and trot and walk, and back from a walk to a trot to a lope. And finally, he got off her and walked over to the owner, and the guy said, "What did you do? I've been trying this for years. What did you do? Why can't I get her to lope?" And the trainer said something that could have been taken the wrong way, but he said, "You're not yet the kind of rider that a horse will lope for. You're not yet the kind of rider that a horse will lope for." I've heard that said by men who are talking to other men about women and sex and affection. Guys who complain about not getting any attention or affection or intimacy from a woman. And I've heard men say, "Well, you're not the kind of man that women are intimate with yet." And that can hurt. That can sting. One thing we're working at the upcoming horse ranch is what's going on here. The horse ranch retreat I'm talking about in May. What was going on in the round pen with this guy? The trainer told him there are three things going on here. One is that you believe in your heart that this horse is broken. You've already given it the reputation that it can't lope, that it's hurt, and that it's broken. And the horse knows it. Think about that. The horse believes that you think it's broken. It knows that you think there's something wrong with it. It could feel it in every fiber of your being. The second thing the horse knows is that you're intimidated by her. You're afraid of her. You're not sure who to be or how to be. That's the third thing. You're afraid of her, and you don't know how to be or who to be with her, and she knows it. She senses your tentativeness. She senses your uncertainty and your frustration and your fear. And when she knows that you feel that way, she can't trust you to do anything you ask. The difference between the man who owned the horse and the trainer was that the trainer knew that the horse could lope. The trainer knew that she would lope. The trainer knew how to ask a horse to lope and how to be in his body and how to be in the way he sat in the saddle, how to be in his voice in order to ask a horse in a way that a horse understands, to lope. If you're making the parallels here between horses and women, of course, that's what I'm trying to do here. Horses are prey animals, and women, if you look at them that way sometimes too, it helps that they don't speak the same language. They have a certain level of distrust and skepticism and fear in their bodies that they get from a very young age. We're socializing women in the last many decades to be afraid of what men want, of what men ask for, and who men are, and what men really want, and what men really think. So with that amount of skepticism and doubt going on, you're in for a battle if you don't know what you're doing. If you think she's broken, if you think she's screwed up, if you think she's crazy, if you're intimidated by her, if you're threatened by her or afraid of her, she knows it. If you don't know who to be or how to be, you're going to be always frustrated because you're going to be trying things that don't work. You're going to try things that she doesn't even understand or that she will resist even more. So at the Horse Ranch Retreat coming up in Loveland, Colorado in May, that's one of the many things we're talking about. We're talking about how to be with a horse in a way that is confident. You know what it can do, and you know who you want to be, and you know that you're not afraid. So you can feel what that kind of confidence feels like. We're going to be working on three other questions too. The questions are, who are you really? What do you believe? What do you stand for? What do you really want in this life? What do you want to create? and where you're going. How are you going to get there? It's going to be 3 days and four nights. What is it? Three nights and 4 days. And it's going to be amazing. Private cabins on a river, all you can eat, incredible ranch breakfast. And I can't wait to get there. And I can't wait to share the story with you about how when you learn to communicate with a horse in a confident, non-threatening way and ask for it the way it wants to be asked, you can start to feel in your body that confidence. That confidence that you know who you are and you know how to ask for things that doesn't scare her off. Hope that makes sense. Take care. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.